Sir Thomas More, Lord Chancellor, his country house was at Chelsea in Middlesex, where Sir John Danvers built his house. Where the gate is now, adorned with two noble pyramids, there stood anciently a gatehouse, which was flat on the top, leaded, from whence there is a most pleasant prospect of the Thames and the fields beyond. On this place the Lord Chancellor More was wont to recreate himself and contemplate. It happened at one time that a Tom of Bedlam came up to him, and he had a mind to have him thrown from the battlements, saying, "Leap, Tom, leap." The Chancellor was in his gown, and besides ancient and not able to struggle with such a strong fellow. My lord had a little dog. Said he, "Let us first throw the dog down and see what sport that will be." So the dog was thrown over. "This is very fine sport," said my lord. "Let us fetch him up and try once more." While the madman was going down, my lord fastened the door and called for help, but ever after he kept the door shut. In his utopia, his law is that the young people are to see each other stark naked before marriage. Sir William Roper, of Eltham in Kent, came one morning, pretty early, to my lord, with a proposal to marry one of his daughters. My lord's daughters were then both together abed, in a truckle bed, in their father's chamber, asleep. He carries Sir William into the chamber, takes the sheet by the corner, and suddenly whips it off. They lay on their backs, and their smocks up as high as their armpits. This awakened them, and immediately they turned on their bellies. Quoth Roper, "I have seen both sides," and so gave a pat on the buttock he made choice of, saying, "Thou art mine." Here was all the trouble of the wooing. This account I had from my honoured friend, old Mistress Tyndall, whose grandfather, Sir William Stafford, was an intimate friend of this Sir William Roper, who told him the story. After he was beheaded, his trunk was interred in Chelsea Church, near the middle of the south wall, where was some slight monument erected. His head was upon London Bridge. There goes this story in the family, viz., that one day, as one of his daughters was passing under the bridge, looking on her father's head, said she, "That head has lain many..."